USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's accusing Democrats of keeping states shut down because of the upcoming election day. On Twitter, the president said this morning that Democrats are keeping the states closed to hurt the economy prior to what he says will be the most important election in history. He also says his campaign is spending a lot of money to compensate for the false reporting on his administration's handling of the pandemic. Bodies found in Baja, California have been identified as missing American tourists. The victims have been identified after being reported missing last Wednesday. A third American found dead Saturday night at the southern end of the Baja Peninsula. There are now two tropical storms in the eastern Atlantic. Neither Paulette or Renee are expected to threaten the U.S. mainland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes!
We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The people who own the nation's small businesses seem to feel pretty good about the future right now, as the Small Business Optimism Index for August is slightly above its 46-year average, though the Uncertainty Index did increase to its second highest reading of the past 3 years. Amazon banning a potentially dangerous item on its website, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Amazon has banned foreign sales of seeds in the U.S. after Americans across the country received suspicious packages of seeds, many originating in China earlier this summer. Under the online retailer's new policy, as of September 3rd, overseas seed vendors are prohibited from importing plant or seed products into the U.S. Also, non-residents of the U.S. are banned from bringing such seeds into the country. Sellers who don't comply with the restrictions could have their Amazon accounts shut down.
The major Wall Street indexes have been down as much as 1% or more to start morning trading. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Facebook paying some users to deactivate their accounts. As many as 400,000 people will be invited to join a study, and those who opt in can get as much as $120. In exchange, Facebook and Instagram accounts must be deactivated later this month for either a week to 6 weeks, and the goal is to better understand how the sites impact political attitudes and behavior during the election. Eric Trump says football is officially dead. The president's 36-year-old middle son posting an angry tweet on Monday night after reports the Dallas Cowboys had given players a green light to protest during the national anthem. Trump tweeting, "Football is officially dead. So much for America's sports. Goodbye, NFL. I'm gone." The coronavirus pandemic hammering the American oil industry with demand plummeting. Texas, which had 440 working land rigs at the end of August of last year, now has 140. And Dunkin' Donuts is testing contact-free checkout. The Massachusetts-based chain will try it out at a location in California. Customers will be able to get their coffee and donuts themselves without even having to order or wait in line. The coronavirus pandemic has increased demand, of course, for contact-free shopping. Find us online at USA.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.